Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Nun Beis, and we are on Nun Beis Amid Aleph on top as we continue talking about Ma'os Shenimsu, as we started the parak last time. If one finds money between different shofaros, where do you put it? So we said, if it's right in the middle, then you have to go L'chumra. We discussed in the last year about Savi Daraisa L'chumra and Machlokas Rambam and the Rashba about that, and is Mamzer Safik the kasha on the Rambam or the source of the Rambam? And then the Rashba obviously feels it's a kasha on the Rambam. And then we discussed, but if it's closer to one, then you go by Karov. You go by Karov, which we learned from Egla Arufa. And then we went into what about the two bird ones, right? So why is that? How could you just make a chadas into an olas? So we say this tnai bezdin, that original, when people put it in, it's kind of automatic that if it's lost, then it's going to be become into an ola. How does a woman then get kapara if she needs a kapara for a zava for yoledes? Because they bring an extra one. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Now, why did the Mishnah only give specific examples of, like, if it falls between Eitzim and Lavona, between Kinei Zavin? There are many examples between 1 and 2, 2 and 3, 3 and 4, 4 and 5, all of them. So ask the Gemara, Lo Tzurcha Dela, and again, that means there's no need, Dela, that means Da Ella, there's no need except to write the following, Bain, we'll switch the word because there's no, Torah is not one of the shofars. Ola Le'Eitzim, right? Why don't you put that one between Ola and Eitzim? Or Ubain, add that word in, Lavona, Lizahav, Lakaparis. Meaning there are other examples. Why do you pick these? So the Gemara says, yeah, they're included. Vitanita Bisofa. They're basically included in the last line. Holchan Achar Akarov, Mechso Mechsalahachmir. So that general line is meant to include all the cases. Why specifically do you say these cases? The ones that were said Beferish. So there must be a Chiddush for each of those cases. And that's what the Tiklan Chadatin here goes through on the third line in the Tiklan Chadatin. Umishani Tanina, Zehaklau, Tekalal Machashir. So the last line includes all the cases that are not mentioned explicitly. Fahad Tani Bain Meiser. Why do you say the Chulin Meiser case? Lashmina to teach me the Lav Dafka Bishofaros, Elohu Adin Ba'ama. It's not a din of the Beis HaMikdash if it's found between the shofaros. It gives a din in your house, right? If you have two bowls and one of Meister Sheni money and one of Chulid money. So it applies there too. Don't think it's a special, there are different rules in this regard. And what about the three that are listed in the Reisha? Right? What are the three? Shkalim Nedava, Eitzim Lavona, Kinim and Zgozle Ola. Those are the three. So what are those three? So we go through each one. The first one is to teach me that they had them in a circle, right? Because why does it say 13 and 1? To teach me that that's how it wasn't in a line, it was in a circle. The next one, Lavona and Eitzim, what does that teach me? Well, Lavona Kamash Malan, Dila Carbon, Adif Me Eitzim, De Machshire Carbone, as we explained in the last year. Lavona is Etzem Carbon, Eitzim is Machshire Carbon. So if it's just machshirei carbon, so you might, the same rules would apply, and that's why eight actual carbon beats machshirei carbon. And we said there are chilukim between carbon and machshirei carbon. I think we discussed the Rambam a few weeks ago that spoke about that he's not sure whether one would get malchus if one is makdish wormy wood, right? You're not allowed to be malchus. It's like ilu your makdish balmum. You can get malchus for it. I'm not sure. So his suffix is machshirei carbon mamish, like a carbon? Right here, that's the chiddush. Here, the chiddush is that if you have carbon versus machshirei carbon wins. Right, that's the chumra. Uva kamash balan, and then the yishchiluk beinayim ukasugi delel v'lo kamandamar de mishana usam. Right, that's what the kamash balan, that there is a chiluk between machshirei carbon and carbon. Uva gozle ola, svar detznai bezdin. Right, and the last thing that we said, the chiddush of the gozle ola versus kinim, is to teach me the Tanai Bezdin that we just said under the end of Amabe, so the end of the last year, to teach me that Bezdin makes this Tanai beforehand to allow this. Okay, so we continue. Says the next Mishnah, Ma'os Shenimsu, more money that's found. Now generalizing, Ma'os Shenimsu Lefnei Sochrei Behema, money that's found in front of the money merchants. They sell animals to the people that need karbanos. So, and money that's found in front of those tables, those little areas, La'ola Meister, that's always in Yerushalayim, Right? So then that'll be Maaser Sheni money. That's always Maaser Sheni money, because you assume, again, explains the Tikkun Chalitin, Rov Ochle Basar B'Yerushalayim Kal Hashana Mimos Maaser Sheni. Most of the meat eaten in Yerushalayim has Kedushas Maaser Sheni, because everybody brings their Maaser Sheni money up, and the Chachila, you're supposed to buy Shalmei Nedava, Shlamims, with your Maaser Sheni money. So most of the money around is going to be Maaser Sheni money. So therefore, it's always Maaser. Anywhere in Yerushalayim. Interesting, ironically, Ubaharabayas, Huli. But on Harabayas, you would think it's like more Kadosh, right? Not just the and Yerushalayim. But Harabayas, that's not in front of a money changer. In front of a money changer, who does Maaser Sheni money. But Harabayas could just fall out of my pocket. Most money in the world is Hulin. So Baharabayas, Hulin, we assume you go by the Rove, most money in the world. You see the bottom line of the Tikkun Chalitin. Azlina Basaruba, Deshasa, Viamrina, Delafo Idna, Nafala Mikodem Regal. And it fell, fell weeks ago, as we'll see. Harabayas was not swept every day. So if there's something on the floor, maybe it's been there for a while. So it doesn't matter when. Yerushalayim, the streets are swept every day. Right, Harabayas is higher up. There's the wind. People don't come in with dirt, as we'll see. So that's Harabayas. Ubi Yerushalayim, Bishar Kol Yemos Hashana Chulin. And Yerushalayim, then it depends when. The rest of the year, it's Chulin. Ubishas HaRegel, Hakol Meiser. And at the time of Regel, when everybody brings their money up to buy Karbanos, Hakol Meiser, that would be Meiser. Again, what's the difference? As I just said, the difference is whether the streets are swept every day or not. If you look in the Karbana Eda, on the fourth wide line, Lefisha Shuke Yerushalayim Asulis Kabeid B'chol Yom, the streets of Yerushalayim are swept every day. V'nafal Mikodem Kfar Nimsu. And if it fell earlier, it would have been found. Right, if it was from Yantif. Aval Harabayas Lo Haya Asulis Kabeid. But they didn't sweep Harabayas. Why? Lefishu Gavoa. The Haruach Mechabeid. The wind serves as a natural sweeper. U'meisir Kol Avak. And all the dust is removed. V'gameid Adam Rashay Likanis The Harabayas Ba'avak Shabaraglav. Also, they wipe their feet before they go into Harabayas. So therefore, that would be a kol ma'aser. That's in terms of finding money. If you find money in Yerushalayim, so it talks about how you have to treat it. But you don't have to look for the owner. Right? Why? Obvious. There's no simanim. Talking about money. There's no simanim on money. There is a question that's dealt with by the Achronim. It's just interesting the Rishonim don't quote this question. But the Achronim quote this question. It's discussed in Ksubas Daf Tes, one of the big, most shockful dafim, arguably the most discussed daf in all of Shas by Rishonim and Achronim. How many sugyas are on Ksubas Daf Tes? Vexfek, Bari Vashem, and so much. So in the Bari Vashem sugya, so the Achronim, the Pnei Yeshua there asks, that is, we know Bari Vashem and Bari Yadif. Bari beats Shema. So why is it when somebody comes to me and says, hey, I lost, that's my money. And I say, I have no idea. There's no simanim. But he's Bari. He's Bari. And I'm Shema. Right? I don't have to give it to him. Bari v'Shema, no, prove it. Right? You don't have to give it to him. That's the Bari v'Shema la Bari Yadav. That's the question by Ashava Saveda. Right? Why do I don't have to give it to him until he proves it. If it's no simanim, then that's it. I get to keep it. What do you mean, even without simanim? Why don't you say Bari Adif? That is the question that the Achronim ask. So Rishonim again don't ask this question, which seems to say that it must be an obvious answer, right? The fact that Rishonim don't ask this, but there are many interesting suggestions. Some of the Rishonim there say that's a Bari Garua and a Shema Chazak, meaning nobody could argue with him. So that makes his Bari very weak. You know, if it's not disprovable. It's your money. I don't know if it's your money. So that's a Bari Garua. What's a Bari, a strong Bari? If somebody could argue and they don't, and you know, if it's not such a defensible claim. It's mine. It's a money. So there are Rishonim that discussed Tosfos and the other Rishonim that if it's a Garua is not going to win. The Pnei Yeshua there says that no, the Motzi could say, maybe this is from Rov Ha'olam, this money. Right? Maybe it's from Rov Ha'olam. I know it's from you. And even though, so you have a Bari, but I have a Rov. The Rov is from, and even though, you know, Ein Hocham Amon Achar Rov, Ein Hocham Amon Achar Rov, only where there's a Muchzak. Here there's no Muchzak. Right? I have the money. You're claiming it. Yeshua there says, your Bari, I have a rove on my side, so to speak. I have a rove that says it's not yours until you prove it. So that's why rove, as we said, is very strong. So rove could beat that. Again, many other, maybe just one or two other answers. Rav Kiva Eger in a tshuva in Simin Sadi, says, Bari v'shema, Bari Adav is only when there's a clash between the Bari and the Shema. You say Bari, I say Shema, and we're the two Bailam that are fighting it out. But here, you are Bari, and who am I? I'm against you? I'm a third party. I just have this. It's not like I'm against your Shema, your Bari. So it's not Bari beating a Shema, it's a Bari against nothing. Right? Bari can beat a Shema, but Bari by itself, without the Cheskas Mamon, who says that wins? Right? If you have two people arguing, two Baalei Dinim, that's a clash. But where the Motzi agrees, he's not the Baal Din. So it's not a Shema Saveda is not a true case of Bari Veshema. The other pshat that maybe other Achronim give, the Yonas Elam is Rav Yonah Karpilov, right? He's killed in the Shoah. He says maybe it's a special din of Shema Saveda. Right, Dirosh Achicha Oso Darshehu Shalo Yehi Ramai. The Gemara says in Bamitzia. Right, until even though it's exactly the opposite. Sometimes Chazal have drushes which are exactly the opposite of the pshat. Right, what does the pasuk say? You have to hold on to the item. Ad Dirosh Achicha Oso until your brother seeks you out looking for his item. And Chazal darshed from there, Dirosh Achicha. You seek out him and cross-examine him and don't give it to him unless he can prove it. Right, Dirosh Achicha, Darshehu Shalo Yehi Ramai. That's an example of a chazal where we do the exact opposite of the Pshutos Shemikra. There are a few examples of that. But that says this, says Yisam Achronim, you're right, it's a special Xeris HaKasif. Really, Bari should win. Bari should have Bari Yadif. Special din by Shavas Aveda. Shavas Aveda means you have to prove it, right? It's a special din in the mitzvah that we require a higher standard, right? It's a mitzvah like other Ben Adam HaMakoms, right? It's a special mitzvah, so therefore, by Hashem. That's why, in our case, the Mishnah doesn't talk about returning the money. It's just about what you have to treat it as. But you get to keep the money. You get to keep the money. It's a metzia that's shelo. Okay. Let's do a little more, and then we'll get back also into Rav. So we spoke about money. Now let's talk about meat. Basar shenimsa bazara. What if you find meat? Meat in the azara. Avarim olos. If you find large cuts of meat, avarim are whole limbs, olos, you assume that's a carbon ola. Because only an ola are cut that big, because you're just going to burn it on the mizbeach. You don't cut into small bite-size slices that the kohanim can have a sandwich. Right? But it's large pieces, so avarim olos. Vechatichos chatos. But if they're cut into smaller pieces, you assume it's chatos. Right? I could also be an asham. There are more chatos than ashamos. You can assume that it goes by the rove. And it's not a mincha because it's an animal. And it's in the azara, so we assume it's meat that has to be eaten in the azara. Right? What about shlamim? Shlamim can be eaten in the azara, but it doesn't have to be eaten in the azara. Ubi Yerushalayim is zevchei shlamim. In Yerushalayim, you find meat, even large pieces, even avarim, sounds like. Then you treat it as a shlamim. Okay, therefore what? You could eat it? No. Even though we say you assume this is a chatas and this is a shlamim, Zev is Zetu Bartzoraso. By both of them, you have to wait till, you can't eat it, you have to wait till it gets pasul vadai overnight. That's the lashon of Tu Bartzoraso. You have to let its tsura become changed, meaning it becomes nifsal for sure, v'yetze l'beisas reifa. And then you have to, burn it, right? Because you can't eat it. Why are we gonna see? We're gonna see why you can't eat it. We'll rinse it already, because it's basar, shenis ale min ha'ayin, right? So that's what you can't eat it. It's even though we consider it different karbanas. L'may nafkamina, what carbon it is, if you have to burn it anyway. Right, it says, whatever it is, this is a chatas, and this is a shlamim, and what do you do with it? You wait till overnight, and you burn it tomorrow. So what's the difference? What it is? Just doesn't matter. So says the Tiklan Chadatin, it makes a difference, b'diyeved, if you ate it. If you ate it, do you violate mi'ila? Says the Tiklan Chadatin on the left side, if he ate chatichos that are found in Yerushalayim, o kohen lechatichos hanimseis bazara, or a kohen einam chayavim klum shehin shlamim. Right, we don't assume. Right, if we assume that they are parts that the kohen or the Yisrael can eat, there's no meila. Ma sheenkin evarim hanimseis bazara, but the evarim which are ola. So machlan chayev shein ola shekula kalil. So nafkamina could be lagabi meila if it is if you do partake of it. If you do partake of it. Good. So that is in terms of the carbon. But again, you assume looking for rove, right? You go by what's the rove in this in the azara? It is chatos. What's the rove in outside? It is shlamim. Also, how do you know rove? So rove is a pasuk. Rove is a pasuk, right? Acharei rabim lahatos is a pasuk in Chumash that you go by the rove. So the Rishonim also ask, all these are major topics which we're just touching on. The Rishonim in Chulin, and Daf Yud and Yud Aleph, where Rove and Chazaka come up, ask, what do you need a makar for Rove? If you know, if you have a source for Chazaka, and Rove beats Chazaka, so once you know Chazaka, you should know Rove. Right? Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif, we said. In the last year, we spoke about Rove Akarov. So Rove, if somebody has a majority, that beats if somebody has a Chazaka. And there are 10 types of Chazakas, which we're not going to get into now. But if Rove beats Chazaka, once you find a Pasuk for Chazaka, you should say Kavachomer Rove, because Rove is stronger than Chazaka. So what is the Gemara struggling for a Pasuk about Rove? Right? Trying to find a Makkah for Rove. Right? The Gemara says, what's the Makkah for Rove? It goes through. Minalandam, at the top of Chulin, Yud Aleph, Amin Aleph. There's only Bavli. Minoham el sadamer rabbanan zil basaruba. How do you know go to ruba? Minalan dechsev aramahatos. So the Gemara says no, that's ruba de isa kaman. A ruba de lasa kaman. How do you know? But it goes. It's trying to find a mucker for rof. So ask Tosus there. V'im tomar kiven damrinan zil basar chazaka kol shekin basar ruba. The ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. Unbelievable question, right? What do you know a mucker for rof for? Once you know chazaka based on the psukim by mitzora. So then say. Rove is automatic. It's kavachomer. So Tosfos quotes, deruba adif mechazaka lo misvara ela yalfinan mi para aduma dazlina basa rove. Af agav dika chazaka keneged a rove duki gavra shalav chazakas tame osi shaper hacha. It's not a natural beating that better that rove beat chazaka. It's not something automatically I would say misvara. Once you learn Rove, part of that limud is that Rove beats Chazaka. But you might not have known that without any pasuk about Rove. It's not so natural that Rove would beat Chazaka. It's only once we learn the chiddush of Rove, so then we could understand that Rove is so strong it even beats Chazaka. So you got to figure out how that works. How does Chazaka work and how does Rove work? But that's the Tosfos there. The Rashba also deals with this. The Rashba there in Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph, has two dayas. First day is in Achinami. In Achinami, you're right. The whole search for the source for Rove, the Pasuk of Rove is only before you know the source for Chazaka. Once you would know there's something called Chazaka, you don't need a Pasuk. You don't need a Pasuk for Rove. Wow. That's a Chiddush. Right? The whole Gemara that looks for a Minalan Basar Rove, that's only before you know Chazaka. Once you know Chazaka, you don't need a Pasuk of Rove. And then the other day of the Rashba is closer to Tosfos. It says, no, even if you know Chazaka, it's not so clear that Rove would beat it. Not so clear that Rove would beat it. Afilu hachi ibaylan yaslin basar ruba olo. So kaimalan ruba v'chazaka ruba adifa hanimili basar divshita lan daslin basar ruba. Aval adalo kaimalan yaslin basar ruba olo lo muchachan labe chazaka. Deimer basar chazaka asli v'lo basar ruba. Right? Similar to what Tosfos says. I mean, he explicates it that you only know ruba v'chazaka ruba adif once you learn that there's ruba. Right? So it's 2 days in the Rashba, whether it's natural, automatically. Once you know Chazaka, you know Rove, and therefore you don't really need a Makar or not. But again, that's Rove and Chazaka. Okay, so we spoke a little bit about Hashavas Aveda on the first part of the Mishnah, a little bit about Rove on the second part of the Mishnah, third part of the Mishnah. Nimsa Begvulin. What if you find meat outside the Beis HaMikdash? We spoke about if you find it in the Azara or in Yerushalayim. What if you find the Begvulin far away, outside of Yerushalayim? Right? Karban Eida. Ba'are Yisrael. You find it in other cities. Nimsa Bigvulin Evarim Nevelos. Evarim, again, big pieces. Then Nevelos, you assume Nevela. Why? Because that's how when people trafed up this animal that died with Ashrita, they just cut it into big pieces and throw it out. Right? See the Karban Eida. Tehein Derech Shechotchina Nevelos Leivarim Umashlichin Berechovos Shechlu Klavim. It's for the dogs. You don't cut it in a regular human consumption size, right? And therefore, ovarim nevelos v'chatichos mutaros. But if they're called mutaros, then it would be mutter, says the Tikkun Chatatin, obviously only in a city that's all Jewish. V'dafka be'ir shekula Yisrael. Aval be'ir nachrim, asur. Machmas, basar shenis'ale min ha'ayin. Rabbi Yisrael Nis'ayim, the sugya Maseches Chulin, that meat that there was nobody was focusing on and nobody was watching it. You don't know if it's kosher or not kosher. Maybe a bird switched it. So therefore, when it says chatichos mutaros, that's only if it was all a Jewish place. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, the Mefarshim point out in Machalos Asuros, he quotes, no, it doesn't even mean mutaros here. It just means it's mutter, it's not mitame mishum nevela. But you're still not allowed to eat it. Because of Bashar Shinasalam and Ayin. That's how the Rambam understands this, chatichos mutaros. Okay, we'll get back to that. Ubishas haregel. But at a time of regal of yantif, shabasar meruba, afivar mutaros, but at a time of yantif where there's tons of meat all over the place, so then even avarim, which are larger cuts, would be mutter. Says the Karban Eda, the ein chotchen abazar chatichos katanos, mevashlam oso. You need meat for a lot of people, so you just cut into bigger pieces and you cook it in larger sizes, it would still be mutter. Okay, but otherwise, if you generally find avarim, that is nevelus. That is nevelus. Again, to review a sugya that we have touched on. What's the difference? Nevela and trefa seem to be two very different isurim. Right? Two very different isurim. A trefa means, we have the whole list of trefas in Maseches Chulin. Trefa means an animal that you shechted, and it has a problem. It has a problem with, it has some other, defect in its lung and in its heart. That's all the trefas that are listed. It had a perfect shechita, and has some other problem. What's a nevela? It died without shechita. An animal that was shot, an animal that was died, an animal that was anything, was eaten by another animal, and you have a piece left. That's nevela. Nevela didn't have a shechita, and trefa had a perfect shechita, but it had a different problem. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, they say this was his bar mitzvah pshetel. I don't know. But anyway, so he thinks, no, in Lundis, that nevela and trefa are really, according to the Rambam, at least the same shame isser. Even though on the surface it seems like both. Nevela means it wasn't shechted. Shreifa means it didn't have a heter shechita. It might have had a physical act. You did the perfect shechita. But the fact that it's a shreifa is monea the heter shechita. And therefore, at root, they're both not they don't bring to a heter shechita. One, because you didn't have an act of shechita. The animal died, nevela. And one, even if it had a physical act of shechita, but still, it had some other problem which prevents the heter shechita from going in. To get a heter shechita, you have to shecht a non-trefed animal. And if it has a trefa, then it's not a shechita. And if it doesn't have a trefa and you didn't do a shechita, it's also not a shechita. Right? That's the Reb Chaim has a numerous rias to this. The biggest one is that the Rambam says, nevel and trefa are mitzarfin. That's the most clear. Right? Half a kezias of nevel and half a kezias of trefa, that's a full iser. Right, half a kezias of chazir and half a kezias of chelev are not mitzarif. Half a kezias of chametz and half a kezias of I don't know anything else non kosher. They're not only right truma and chala and bikurim are mitzarif. Right, they're all rachis. They're all truma. But when it comes to nevel and trefa, they're not. So, but that's one of the rayas. Other rayas as well. The Rambam says that by a ben pakua. There's halacha ben pakua. Ben pakua is where I shecht the mother animal and there's a baby inside. So midaraisa, the shechita of the mother works for the baby. Works for the baby. So I think the Rambam paskins that if the mother is a trefa, if the mother turns out to be a trefa, then the kid is not mutter. The offspring is not mutter inside. And the question is, why not? But the mother had a perfect shechita. It had a side problem. If the mother had a perfect shechita, that should go for the child. And therefore, midaraisa, midarabanan, we need a shechita because of marasayin. But midaraisa, if it's a perfect shechita, it should work for the child. The mother has his own problem of a trefa. The answer is no, the mother, it's not a side problem the mother had. The mother didn't have a good shechita. And if the mother didn't have a good shechita because it was a trefa, so then there's no good shechita that could go to the child, go to the offspring. So that's another one of the rayas that they bring. And then there's one more, if I could, find a way. He talks about, Shechitas Akum. Okay, there are other rayas. I'll get into it now, but, there are other rayas. If you want to look at the Rishima Shiurim and Baba Kama, Rav Soloveitchik quotes this from, Rav Chaim, Tav Pei Gimel, Tav Pei Dalet, and I think in Shavuos and Nedarim also. You can find it in, different, places. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Lo tzurcha delo bahara bayis kodesh. Or what do we say? If you find money on Har HaBayis, it's chulin. Really? If you find money on Har HaBayis, it's automatically chulin? There's no chash that it might be kadosh money? Lo tzurcha delo bahara HaBayis kodesh? It's not delo. Delo, remember that means da ella. It shouldn't be only this. Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Chia, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Chazaka she'ina koin motzi min alishka, ma'os hachu mechalan ala behema. No, right when the kohen takes money, he switches it very quickly onto the kedusha of the animal. So there's not going to be any kadosh money there. The kedusha is automatically going to go onto the animal. He's very quick about it. By the time he takes the money out, it's already chulin money. And therefore, you can assume it's chulin. Period. Basar she'nimsa. So if you have meat, the second part of the Mishnah, the next part of the Mishnah was if you have any meat that's found in the Azara and in the outside the Azara, so all the different halachas about what carbon you assume it is, but either way you can't eat it, right? You have to wait for Ibur Tzura, you have to leave it overnight, and then burn it the next day. So there is a machlokes in Psachim, in the Bavli, on Daf Lamed Daled, whether Hesach HaDa'as, whether when I don't think about a carbon, is that called a psul haguf, which means the second that I don't think about a karban, it's as if it's pasul tameh, and I can burn it right now, or it's what's called a psul tuma. There's a possibility that it became tameh when I wasn't looking. If Eliyahu HaNavi would come right now and tell me it's not tameh, then I would keep it as kosher. That's called a psul tuma. So it says HaKadas a psul tuma, but if it's psul haguf, you know, the first possibility, even if Eliyahu HaNavi would come right now, it's pasul. It's pasul. So the fact that our Mishnah says, Hesach HaDa'as, you have to wait overnight, so it's pointing in one direction, obviously. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yoshia, Hesach HaDa'as, or Hesiah HaDa'as, as the Rishonim says, Tonsura, it needs to be left overnight, meaning it's Psol Tumah, not Psol Aguf. Rabbi Yoshia, Masisa, Amarkein, our Mishnah proves it. To Ubar Tzura, Soviets, Lebes HaSreifa, right? The you have to wait till overnight and it has to be burned. Amar of Yossi v'yos, and Yossi says, we'll read this all as one big sentence. V'yos, yes, and this is correct. La'achlo ein atayacho, you can't eat it. You can't eat it, why? Shem niskalkots rasso. Well, maybe it was from yesterday. Maybe it was already left overnight. So you can't eat it. You don't know for sure what it is, but maybe not. So therefore, l'fom kein, sorach meimar, tuber tzarasso, v'yetze, l'beis asreifa. So you have to just make sure and leave it for no sir, right? You might say, oh, what do you mean? Isn't there an Isser D'Oraisa to leave over Karbanos? Is this a D'Oraisa? Right? You're not allowed to leave over no sir. And then if you did, so then you can burn it the next day, right? It's a la venita glace, but you're not allowed to leave it over. What's the answer? The answer is here, Embrera. If you have a carbon that you should eat and you leave it over, so then that's going to be an Amera. No sir. But here, you don't have a choice. What should you do with it? You want to burn it, but you can't burn it yet. You want to eat it, but you can't eat it. Because maybe it's from yesterday. So mimanafshach, you're not going to violate. Sometimes you have to shave altasa. There's nothing to do, and therefore, you have to leave it to become nosar, and then do the mitzvah of sreifa. Period. Nimsa bigvulin. So again, if it's found bigvulin, so we said, it depends if it is chatichos or avarim. If it's avarim, it's nevela, chatichos, mutaros. So the Gemara says, "Rav Crispa b'shem Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, Avarim nevelos lokan aleim b'shem nevela." If it's Avarim, so you assume it's a nevela, it's vada nevela. You can get malchus for that. Lokan b'shem nevela. Masisa amar kein, and you probably are medayik that from the Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah says Avarim nevelos v'chatichos mutaros. Chatichos mutaros lo mamish. When it says mutaros, doesn't that mean mamish is mutter? Not like that Rambam I mentioned before, right? Isn't it mutter to eat literally? So v'tichvasa elim nevelos lokan aleim b'shem nevela. So it must be that if this is taken literally, then this must be taken literally as well. And therefore, according to this day, you're actually going to get Malkus. Again, you see that the Rambam does not paskin like this Shita. Remember Nevela, the Pasuk in Shmos, that says, if you have a Nevela, what should you do? Throw it to the dogs. All right, throw it to Lakel of Tashlichu Noso. And Rashi there says, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not Makapech Schar Kol Birya. Rad Hashem repays. The dogs didn't bark when we left Mitzrayim. Well, Yechvas Kelav Lashono. So therefore, we want to give them the schar. Give it to the dogs. But the Das Akenim, Ibali Atosvis, on that Pasuk, quotes differently. He says, what dogs are we talking about? What dogs? What nevela are we talking about? It must be, right, that you have dogs, two or three dogs that help out the shepherd and that guard the sheep. from the wolves. And it must be one time the dogs fell asleep on the job and the wolf went in and, you know, killed one of the sheep. And now you have an avela. So you know what the Torah says? Give it to the dogs. Give it to the dogs. The dogs messed up. I should show the dog today and not give it to him and starve him. No. Give it to the dogs. Was the dog loyal yesterday? Is the dog going to be loyal tomorrow? So the Torah is teaching us, keep things in perspective and know what loyalty means. And we all make mistakes. So that's what that dasakedim ibali atosis on that pasuk of lakelat hashlichun usah by the nevela. So we should always make sure to keep things in perspective and be able to be maver al amidoseinu. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Baruch Hashem. Until next time with Rav Crispa in the name of Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina.